Good evening. This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. Interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be tomorrow at 8 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street in Boomville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. I unfortunately will not be there tomorrow, most likely. I might get lucky and be able to make it, but I doubt it. If you're interested in becoming a member, please either talk to one of the club members here or join us at the meeting. It is not required to have a license to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. And before I start doing call-ups, I just wanted to throw out a questionnaire. I just ordered the GP9... Common GP9 antenna I'm going to use up at camp, and I'm looking, I probably have about 25 foot run of cable to go to it, so I'm looking maybe at some RG8U, but I'll take a suggestion. What anybody recommend? Alright, are there any portable battery powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in via Echolink from Oneonta, New York. Good evening, Jeff. And it looks like my friend Bill may have just popped in from Warrendale, Pennsylvania, so I'll back out and let him check in too.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB. Indeed, my brother there is correct there. And we're checking in from a little borough in Franklin Park Borough this evening. Checking in through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all.
All right, we'll start with KD2FBN. Kevin, good evening. What's going on?
Hey, Jeff, and hello to everyone up in the Boonville area, and I want to say hello to my friends over there. I'm going to mispronounce this road again. I think it's called Lachutes Road or Lachutes Road. The Yeager family, if, hopefully if they're listening on their neighbor's scanner, they'll hear me talk, and they'll be like, hey, I know that guy. It's KD2FBM. Yeah. Good day out there today. We hit a high of 88 under mostly sunny skies here. Currently got 72 under partly cloudy skies, and I just finished installing an amp for my dual band radio, and I'm going to give it a test run here momentarily as I hit the road. So I'm going to check in and check out pretty quick. I just wanted to say hello to everyone on the net. KD2FBM 73, back to net control.
All right. Well, good luck with the new rig there, and let us know how it turns out. We'll catch up with you later. All right, K3TFB, what's going on tonight there, Rich? Or, excuse me, Bill. I was looking at the screen here.
Roger, Roger, fine business, KA3TFB, good evening to the net. I would recommend for your coax, and it's not true coax, but your wire from your final there to your antenna, an LMR-400 I would recommend, and get the ends put on if someone will do it, get them soldered on at wherever you buy it from. And we had another Echolink station kick in there. I hope he's there when I get done talking there. There's one more on the list. Currently it's 81 degrees here in Franklin Park Borough. Humidity is 51%. It was indeed, went up to 91 today. I had the main air conditioner on at high, and the auxiliary was also on. I had the auxiliary timeout after 8 hours. Good evening to all there. KA3TFB back to net control through the Echolink system. I wish everyone a nice, cool evening. Over.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks. Yeah, I was looking at the LMR 400s, too. They're right about the same price, to be honest with you. Well, close. I've been going back and forth between the two, and I was just hoping that it's not too too rigid. It does have to make a bend, you know, a U-bend. It's going to come down from the mast and then up under and into the camp through the side. So I'm thinking it'll be 25 feet will probably be too long, but it's about as small as cut I can get into it. So I might give that a shot and see. I'm going to look at a couple other people's suggestions and make a choice here tonight. But thanks for your input on that, and we'll catch up with you there later. And all right, I see Rich, who we did come into Echolink, and then he buzzed back out, so I don't know if he's having issues. So we'll start with, this is KD2AIT. We'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And 2PFM, good evening.
WA to you, good evening.
All right, there's three more. We'll start with N2PFM. George, good evening. The question tonight is, which coax do you like better? Or a new antenna that I'm getting? Do you like, let's see, RG8U or LMR 400? Whatever. I'm kind of ignorant on which cable to get, so I'm asking around. Anyway, what's going on tonight, George?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everyone on the net. First of all, temperature here is 73 degrees after a range of 63 to 83 humid degrees at that. Sun most of the day. Stayed around here in the house most of the day and didn't do too much of anything. As far as antennas go, considering the fact that you said you're in a bad, relatively bad reception area for the Boonville repeater, and you want to get all the power you can and all the receive signal you can, I'd definitely go with what we used to call in the two-way radio with Andrew's Hardline. I think that's what that LM400 is. And that way you'll get some more signal there. But definitely it don't go with anything less than anything less than a good quality RG8. And I don't mean the shack stuff either, if you know what I mean. Definitely get the good stuff, like the place I was going to suggest, because I've had very good luck with their cables of all stripes all along, was DX Engineering out in Ohio. And they, in fact, it's his call sign, N8DXE. So you might want to try them as far as pricing and that is concerned. They seem to be very good, and they had free shipping last I know also, as of a few months ago. So I would definitely try that first, see about the Hardline first. And if it's too unaffordable, well, then you're going to have to try going with the RG8. But definitely don't go any cheaper than the good quality RG8, that's for certain. So with that, I'll say God bless and 73s, N2PFM clear.
All right, George. Well, that's two for LMR 400, so thanks for your input on that. That's I'm looking at some of that, and we'll see where we go here. All right. Thanks again, George. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. WA2U, John, what's going on tonight?
I'm just chuckling here. Wow, what a discussion we could get into. WA2U here, good evening to everyone on frequency, those out there listening, about 70 degrees here at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. When I had my UHF repeater for about 17 years down in Clay, I used Hardline, and I got to the top, and I had a stretch of cable so I could move things around on top of the tower with Flexi-4L, but I definitely go with the LMR-400. The only thing, I usually get all my stuff, we all have our own favorite place, our old testimony, so where I buy everything, 90% of cable, I call it pre-made from a company called Nemol. And Nemol, I'm trying to find, I don't know if I have the phone number around here, but they will give you any length of cable you want, and it's really nice. It arrives in a box, a couple twist ties around it. The connector is always professionally put on. I think I'm using a GP9. I've got so many antennas here. It's about 18 feet tall, 11 dB gain on UHF. I think 8 dB gain on 2 meters. I've got some other dual band antennas at the camp, but this one's only up 13 feet, and I hope to get it up a lot longer. So I bought a good length of cable. It's rolled up, and if I want to put the antenna up higher, all I got to do is pull out some more of it. This is all a temporary installation. I'd like to get the antenna up a lot higher, but I agree with George. You know, go for you know, dBs at 2 meters, and if you want anything on UHF, but I think this is GP9 or whatever it is. I think that sounds like what you're having, a dual band, or I'm not sure. It's kind of, we even putting it together is an interesting discussion unless you've done it before. But, yeah, LMR 400, that's what I think that's a cable that's also touts of being, non-contaminating. So it's there's some cables if you need to up there because of creatures in the area, some allow you to direct burial, put them in the ground without them becoming contaminated, but we can get into all that stuff. So if you're going to do that, you got to get some weatherproofing and the zip ties that the sun won't take apart, but we can talk more about that. So another vote for LMR 400, and I worked on a power boost, which is a device that you might be interested in. Allows you to hook up the battery voltage from 13.8 volts or higher, and even if the battery that I have it on, the optimum battery, drops to 11 volts, this unit still stays at 13.8 volts. And then off the battery booster is an 8 or 9 plug Anderson power pole panel, and on the other side that's a voltage meter and an alert system. So you plug this in, and you can plug all your equipment in, and it's all nicely regulated, supposedly. But I finally put that together after a couple of years. Put it all on a board, and put the little rubber feet on the bottom, and got everything tied off, so neatened it up. WATU, back to net listening.
Well, I'm looking around online while you're talking there, and trying to get some ideas of some costs on these. I'm seeing them anywhere between, one of them here I'm looking at, free, up on Amazon Prime anyway, which had free shipping, was $78 for 50 feet for the LMR 400. Does that sound in the neighborhood to you, or does that sound a little high?
Well, I guess the question would be with or without connectors. It's a beautiful thing when everything, especially if you ever have to put on end connectors and it arrives all boxed up. Yeah, give Nemol a shot, too. They'll do it at any length. But, you know, the old expression, it hasn't changed. You get what you pay for, WATU.
Roger. Yeah, it came, it comes with the 259 connectors. I believe they're male. Yeah, male ends on each end. And, how do you spell that one, that you, the other one that you're recommending?
I don't have the spelling in front of me. I'm going to see if I find the car foil here. It's called Nemol. They do, RG6. They do, I've had cables with TMC connectors, but I'm going to see if I can find the spelling, W2.
Roger that. All right. Thanks, John. You have a good evening there. We'll catch up with you later. It's definitely interesting to get everybody's opinion on this. All right, Dan, you were very noisy when you came in before, so if you can go ahead and crank up the power or get yourself in a, I don't know if you're camping, get yourself up in a higher spot, go ahead, KD2AIT.
Yeah,
right there, Dan. I didn't catch much of that. I think I heard you said you were camping up at Whetstone Golf. Explain some of your scratchiness. All right, well, thanks, Dan. We got you on the list anyway. Thanks for checking in. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in.
In 5AMW, good evening, Jeff.
KA2AMZ. KC2NDU. Somebody doubled with the first one there.
Yeah, that was me, KA2AMZ.
All right, there's three more. We're talking about what coax you like the best for a new, when you get a new antenna, you want to start fresh. And so far the consensus seems to be LMR 400. So we'll turn it over to you guys if you have any opinion. And we'll start with N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Hi, good evening, Jeff and everyone else. Fine evening, fine day, N5AOW. Yeah, I'd have to go along with the 400 cable. It does an excellent job. However, I've used a variety of the others through the years, and they all seem to work fine with very diminished, you know, very little diminished signal, I would imagine. You know, I'm still using, it's the only way I can equate what you were talking about, I'm still using some of the old stuff, even on my HF rigs, and, you know, with barefoot power, I'm still making contacts around the world, and, you know, I can't fault that. But the newer cables have newer qualities, or better qualities, and seem to do a finer job. So with that, I would go with the better graded cable. And like John said, you know, you kind of get what you pay for, but they're all good in their own respect, but as you step up the ladder, each one goes a step higher. So that's all I can add to the conversation on it. So I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
All right. Yep, I had pretty good success, I think, with the other cable I had up there before. But it's kind of an abusive environment up there, up at camp. You know, I had some RG8 up there that was just, you know, Radio Shack special, and you know, it did good while it lasted, but it didn't last very long. It kind of fell apart at one point, and I said it's I was constantly replacing the connectors on them, and I said it's time to get something a little more serious up there, so I can spend more time relaxing instead of soldering, twisting, taping, and everything else that you're gonna have to do. So. All right, well, I'm glad I got your input on that, and thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. KA2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, everybody on board. Yeah, it was interesting information. I was listening to myself. I haven't bought any new cable in so many years that the one I'm talking on now is probably 20 years old, if not more, probably more, and that was one of the Flexi 4L, whatever it was at the time. So, it's held up all these years, and, I mean, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's my motto. Anyways, interesting information, though. It's been a long time since I've had to look for any, you know. So, as I say, 7-3's all around. KA2ZNZ.
Answer KPF.
Alright, we got you on the list there, Rich. And, we'll be coming up here in a minute. Alright. Let's see. All right, KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, Jeff, we got 73 degrees still, and clear as a bell, the stars are all out. I came in late on the conversation, so who's getting a new antenna? Camp?
Roger, yep, getting one up at camp. I'll be able to still get up there pretty high. A lot of it could depend on the weight of the antenna. But I've already got a pretty big mass going on up there, so we should be able to get up higher than the other antenna.
Yep, while I'm nursing my wounds here, I crushed one of my fingers between two rungs of the collapsible ladder. It kind of collapsed on my finger. So it's all turned purple on me. Over. At least it's not broke.
Roger that. I have had that happen before, and there's no fun at all. It makes me wish to never use a ladder again. But, all right. Well, thanks, Ray. Thanks for your advice, and we'll catch up with you later. All right, let's see. That brings us to N2KPR. Sorry I had to cut you off on that phone call the other day. I was visiting somebody, and you caught me off guard. So we saw you pop in there in Echolink, and it must be acting up tonight because you kept getting bumped off. So, hey, what's going on tonight there, Rich?
Well, not too much. It's been a quiet evening so far. But by the time I got home from the doctor's office, I was beat. I was hot. And I didn't feel like doing anything. So I just came home, squatted, turned it on the computer, and started watching one of my favorite shows on Hulu. And I played a game of solitaire for a while, too. After that, it was just sit, relax. And yeah, it's not the first time I got bumped off. I don't know what's going on. I can connect to any place, any time, and when it comes to Boomer, have difficulty, I have no reason why. Some nights it'll connect, some nights it won't. But I guess that's the way it goes, you know. I don't know how hot it was for where everybody else was today, but I know when I got home here, it was 90, dead on the nose. And when I left Utica, it was 92, so. It was warm. Very warm. But, that's all right, Jeff. I was just going to ask you if you had a fax machine. If you did, I was going to have you fax me over an application, but, didn't have a landline, so you couldn't get it. That's all right. Hopefully I'll be there tomorrow night, and, be able to pick one up anyways. Back to you, Jeff. I have 2KPR. And, by the way, 7-3 to everybody. 2KPR.
All right. Well, it's up in the air if I'm going to be able to make that meeting tomorrow night or not. So we'll have to wait and see. All right. Thanks, Rich. Thanks for checking in. Yeah, it was a warm one. I tell you, I didn't have any problem staying inside most of the day in the air conditioning. I did go out for a run there towards the end of the day before it got dark when it was the coolest. But it was definitely a good day to stay inside. All right. We'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT looking for checking.
Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Bravo Charlie, Lou's here tonight. How you doing, gentlemen?
KD2JBC, Lou, good evening. Boy, you're booming right in here. You sound great. What's going on tonight?
We've just been spending some time down here in the cellar trying to stay cool. We were just outside a little while ago with my grandson, and we observed the International Space Station going right directly over our home, which he enjoyed, and he wanted to hop in and take a ride, but we told him he had to become an astronaut first. Other than that, it was a hot one today. We enjoyed our grandchildren, and that's about it. Back to you now.
All right. Well, that's always a lot of fun when you see that go by. Jeez, I didn't even think about that tonight. I'm surprised that it's being so humid out. It wasn't too hazy, but maybe not. I haven't even been out there since, about 7 o'clock or so. And, good. I'm glad you did that, and glad you're staying cool down there in the basement. I think you're going to be in there for a few days. It's supposed to be warm right here the rest of the week. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in. Are there any other check-ins?
N2WBX.
Well, there's a guy I haven't heard in a while. N2WBX, Dennis, good evening. What's going on tonight?
How you doing, Jeff? I just want to have my vote for the LMR 400, buddy.
Well, I think that makes it pretty much unanimous. That's probably what I'm going to get. I hope it can make the bend. It's not a sharp bend, like I said, but it's got a little bend there where it comes down off the mast there, and it's got to come up underneath the camp and then inside. So that's about the only bend it really has to make, and we'll have to see from there. Anything else new going on with you?
No, nothing ever goes on over here. But LMR 400 comes in several different types. They have one that's stiffer, there's one that's more flexible, and then as one of the fellows had said, there's a direct burial version of it. I have both LMR 400 flexible and the LMR direct burial. What application are you using it for? What frequency bands are you using?
Just for the 2 meter, that's it.
You could probably get away with RG8 then. It would be a little bit less expensive. How long is the run?
I'm imagining it altogether would probably be about 25 feet or so. I was considering getting 50 feet. 25, 50 feet. I was probably going to get 50 feet just to have room to spare.
Yeah, I'd go with the LMR.
Roger that. Well, that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm looking up some right now. I'm just making sure I got everything, got it right. I don't want to order the wrong part and get it to come in here, and I'll have to get some different connectors or whatever. So, all right. Well, thanks, Dennis. Thanks for checking in. It was good hearing from you. And I hope you're staying cool up there in this hot week. And we'll catch up with you later. All right, this is KD2, AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, I had work, and like I said, I didn't go out much. It was a nice day not to. Ran the hose a little bit to the garden, planting some new stuff there. We planted about a week ago, and I'll make sure it gets a good start. All this heat dries out quick. And see all the pumpkins out there. I think we have 6 or 7 pumpkins growing. They're getting big. And this year we managed to tip them up on their ends in time. So at least most of them. So that way they don't grow all squished. But, and I spent a good portion of the day during when I had time shopping for the antenna. I've been looking around for quite a while, actually, but I finally found the one that I finally made the decision with the one that I wanted, and found a decent price for it, and got it ordered. So before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to order some of this LMR 400 and get it done, and so it makes it here, because I plan on spending a week up at camp here shortly. So that's going to be one of my projects up there. All right. This is KD2, AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time?
KD2, AIT, KA3, TFB with a comment. When you do, if you do, purchase the LMR 400, you need the special connectors that go on it. The coax center will not fit in to the regular connectors that everyone else uses. It's unique, okay, because that center conductor is larger than what most common connectors will fit into. So you need to be sure, if you go to LMR 400, to get the correct connectors that fit on there. Over.
Got it.
Go ahead, Rich.
Are you talking about the end connectors?
KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. Yes, yes, the end connectors. The normal connectors that everyone uses for that will not fit in there. You need to go with that special connector that will take the center conductor of the LMR 400, because you can't fit it in there. Unless you force it in and then you break it, you need to have the special connector ends that fit for LMR 400. Over.
Roger, this comes with the connectors on the end, by the way, the PL259 mail connectors on each end.
N2WBX.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, Jeff, the Omar 400, I buy always I don't know what word I'm, it doesn't have the ends on it. I put the ends on myself. I use standard PL259s. You can do it. All you have to do is just know how to do it. And if that becomes a problem, I can show you.
Well, I tried putting on some connectors, and that's how I kind of got myself into this situation in the first place. Partially hidden, but... So, I'm going to order with the ends on it, and if they become a problem, then I'll look into putting new ends and maybe get a hold of you for that. It's, me and a solder gun and crimpers and everything else, I don't get along with that. It's not a big hammer or a chainsaw. Something where I don't have to be detailed with it, then it's going to be a pain for me.
Roger.
But I appreciate the offer there, Dennis, and who knows, we'll see how it goes. I may have to take you up on it. All right, are there any other comments, queries, or leak check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency of regular MTUs. We have a lot of check-ins tonight. Let's see. Kevin, still out there in, it's not Warrendale, is it, or Franklin? I can't remember where you said it was. Or maybe it is Warrendale, it's just in a different... you're just in a different locality you were saying before. George, John, Dan, who's up at Whetstone tonight, Bill up in Honor Lake, Jack, Ray, Rich, Lou up in Greg, and Dennis. So, we'll say 73 to you all, and anyone who listened in, this is KD2AIT, clear.
KD2, JBC, we're clear and listening.
KD2 FM will be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, logging off the Yucca Link system. Good night, all.
This is KA2000Z for the United Kingdom. Traffic and emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations can now, please.
This is N2PFM. Good evening again, Jack. No traffic.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
N5AOW. Good evening, Jack.
KC2NDU. No traffic.
Answer KPI, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
This is N2WBX, good evening, Jack, no traffic.
N2PFM, good evening, George. KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff, and you can hang on just a second here. I do a reaction report that I'd like to pass to you. Got everybody else so far, I guess. And N5AOW, good evening, Bob. KC2NBU, good evening, Ray. N2KPR, hello to Rich. N2WBX, good evening, Dennis. Thank you all for checking in. Any other stations before I pass any traffic? Okay, KD2AIT, are you still right there?
Roger.
Okay, as soon as I get my other list out here, my other folder actually. Okay, very good. Number, I got you here, 121. 121, routine, KA2ZNZ, 10, Liverpool, New York, August 1. Going to Jeff, KZ2AIT break. July Oct-10 report, stations 1047, traffic 269, sessions 31. 7-3 break, Mark, KB2KOJ, my assistant net manager on Oct-10. This is the traffic, how would you do?
That we copy.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. We like to give to the people that check in with us along, you know, right along. Kind of a courtesy thing. Okay, any additional stations with or without traffic? Thank you all for checking in. Much appreciated, folks. Nice turnout tonight. We got 90 degrees here at my location. I think officially it was 89, and we got 90 here. 7-3s to all. KA2ZNZ.
KD2AIT, KD2AIT, WATO.